Welcome to another worldwide godcast of universal utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the book of Sirach. We're in chapter 8 with verses 8 through 9. Do not neglect the discourse of the wise, but busy yourself with their proverbs. For in this way you will acquire the training to stand in the presence of rulers. Do not reject the tradition of the elders, which they have heard from their ancestors. For from it you will learn how to answer when the need arises. Are you living a dream? Has reality set in? When did wise counsel become your need? Did you listen as life was discovered? Can you understand factors create situations that aren't wise decisions? Did you listen to your mom and dad? Did you ignore them? The world beckons us to live in self, not service. Why? Why is wisdom craved, yet ignored? Today my poem reflects this ignorance, this selfishness of wanting, as I beckon you all to search for the wisdom of truth within the Word of God to know salvation and redemption of your sins. Be one in Christ to find this grace, the way to live and share what it means to live forever by love of wisdom, hope in Proverbs, faith in Jesus. Amen. The title of my poem today is Neglect Not Wisdom's Truth. In the realms of ancient wisdom, where traditions reside, lies the counsel of the elders, a beacon by our side. But alas, in our arrogance, we often turn a blind eye, neglecting the wisdom that could help us truly fly. Oh, how the old ones speak from their hearts so pure, their words echoing through time, urging us to endure. Yet we dismiss their teachings as if they hold no worth, forgetting the lessons that have shaped this ancient earth. They speak of unity and love, of kindness and respect, of honoring our roots so our spirits may connect. But we crave the new and shiny, the uncharted, unknown. And in this reckless pursuit, our souls remain alone. The elders speak of balance, of harmony and peace, of tending to our roots so our growth may never cease. But we chase after progress, blinded by our desires, ignoring the consequences, fueling destructive fires. They speak of patience and wisdom gained through the years, of embracing the lessons, transcending our fears. But we rush through life, chasing fleeting moments of pleasure, never realizing the true treasures we could truly measure. In the depths of their stories lies the essence of our past, a tapestry of knowledge that forever shall last. But we neglect the tapestry, tearing at its seams, forgetting that the elders hold the key to our dreams. So let us not dismiss them, these wise voices of old, for their words are like diamonds, more precious than gold. Let us honor their wisdom, embrace it with open hearts, for in their traditions lies the remedy to our fragmented parts. Let us learn from the elders, their guidance we must seek. for in their ancient wisdom our spirits find the peak. Let us not neglect their counsel, their lessons we must heed, for in embracing our traditions we find the wisdom we truly need. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, our son-in-law, Mark Stern, Julie and Gabriel. And happy birthday, 25 today, Jeffrey turns today. Happy birthday, my son, my youngest son. And our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for, and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. We pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers for a little boy named David Alexander. Saw his dad last night at a meeting for Kairos Prison Ministry. We're looking forward to your birth. May the Lord continue to bless the mother who's carrying you. Boys, due February 17th, I believe. As we continue to pray for this birth, we pray for all of these things in the name of our Lord and Savior's precious blood. By his name do we pray, Jesus Christ. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. There, my poem comes from the study of Sirach 8. We pulled 8 stanzas out for an earlier work that just ongoing about what it means to neglect not wisdom's truth. Such a powerful piece that talks about that neglect over the years. Don't neglect it. What it really means to bring us to our complete life in Christ. Amen. Today, this poem is a quad lines for the two lines that were practiced today in verses 8 and 9. In Sirach 8, it's titled, Wise Discourse, Neglect Not. Wise discourse, neglect not. Proverbs theirs, neglect not. Training required, neglect not. Rulers stand, neglect not. Amen. I'm Thomas Shukruth Wiggins. It's January 9th, 2024. Recording this morning at 4:59 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world. UniversalUtterings.com. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Toni, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. We're going to close this morning at 8:44. Rocking and rolling with the angels today, up early as we often are, and continuing to share that wisdom, that Proverbs of life. The peace today flowed naturally in a love of his embrace, and we are thankful for all things in his name. We close in Jesus' name, and we say God bless John, and we often do. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Johnny, we love you. God bless you, my friend, in Jesus' name.